Hi everyone, my name's Elena. I'm here today to talk about my time at the prestigious Highfield Academy of Performing Arts. You probably know it as the place where the global pop icons Cara and Jay first met, but to me it was just secondary school. People often assume we all went there because we possessed immense natural talent, or perhaps because strict parental discipline pushed us into the performing arts. But actually, for Cara, Jay and myself, our parents sent us there primarily to build our confidence. We were all incredibly shy kids who hid at the back of the classroom, and our families hoped the stage would bring us out of our shells. Highfield wasn't your typical glamorous stage school. You might picture a beautifully converted church or a modern glass factory, but in reality it was located in an old warehouse right in the city centre. It had incredibly high ceilings and it was absolutely freezing in winter. As for the curriculum, dance was mandatory. Most kids loved the energetic hip-hop classes, and classical ballet was obviously the foundation for everything we did. However, to everyone's surprise, it was tap dancing that Cara and Jay really excelled at and enjoyed the most. They loved the intricate rhythms they could create with their feet.
Dramatic arts were also a huge part of our daily timetable. We learned how to project our voices and spent weeks mastering various regional accents. But the most exhausting part of the acting curriculum was definitely stage combat. We would be completely out of breath after those classes, though Cara was surprisingly good at the sword fighting sequences.
When it came to music, you'd probably think their incredible singing voices made them stand out immediately. While they were indeed great vocalists, what truly set them apart from the rest of us was their songwriting. They would spend hours crafting their own original lyrics and melodies instead of just singing covers like the rest of us did.
There were numerous performance opportunities at Highfield. We had a winter showcase every December, which parents loved, but the most important event of the year was the summer festival. That's where talent scouts from major record labels would actually come to watch us perform, making it a very high-pressure environment.
To keep us grounded, the school directors were incredibly strict. We didn't have a specific uniform, which was quite nice, but they were absolutely uncompromising about punctuality. If you were even 1 minute late for a morning rehearsal, you were excluded from all practical classes for the rest of the day.
Because we were so determined, we spent hours practicing. When all the official music studios were booked up, we couldn't use the local park because it was too noisy with traffic. So Cara and Jay found a damp basement under the main dining hall and turned it into their secret private rehearsal space. Their big break into the music industry didn't happen overnight. They didn't win a televised audition like many people think, and their local gigs only drew very small crowds. The real turning point was a radio interview on a regional station where they played a live acoustic track that ended up going viral online.
Today, they are massively successful pop icons. You might think they value the vocal technique they learned above all else, or maybe the fame it eventually brought them. But when I spoke to them last week, they both agreed that the friendships they formed during those years are the most valuable things they took away from the academy.